The dreaded April 15th is less than a month away. It's tax time. Though many of you may not be in a hurry to file those tax returns, quite a few of you are in a rush to get those refunds. Each year, thousands of people apply for what is called a refund anticipation loan. But as tempting as the quick cash may be, it could actually end up costing you money. Alex Chadwick spoke with Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, to find out more.
Michelle, what is a refund anticipation loan?
It's basically a loan that's backed by your tax refund. So you know you're going to get a tax refund, and you essentially take out a very short-term loan, sometimes as little as a day, that is backed by that refund. But the problem with these loans is that they cost so much. I mean, there are many studies out there, but the one recent one showed that a refund of, say, $2,100, you can pay, you know, over $130-some to get that loan in a day or two. And if you annualize the interest for that, what that interest rate would be, you're talking triple digits, 800% to 900%. That's a lot of interest for a short-term loan for a refund that you're going to get anyway.
So where are you getting these loans from? The government isn't sending them, is it?
No, basically people go to tax preparers. The tax preparers hook up a deal with a local bank or a national bank, and the bank supplies the money for the loan that the tax preparer then sets up the situation where the taxpayer can get the loan.
So this is legal. There's nothing that says the banks can't get away with charging this kind of interest if you're willing to pay it.
That's right. It's definitely legal. Lots of consumer groups argue, however, that the way they break up the fees, they try to hide the actual interest rate. But it's totally legal. But, you know, folks, really, the number of people getting this is increasing every year. And I hear so much from tax preparers themselves who say, we try to talk people out of getting these loans, although I'm not so sure about that, because they're very risk-free loans for them. I mean, they're not as risky as other loans, in other words, because they're backed by someone's refund.
Right.
But folks, people who are in a position to get these or doing these are the very folks that don't need to be giving away money this way. And so if you can just wait, if you have direct deposit, if you file electronically and have your refund directly deposited, you can get your return in less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Really? That's a typical wait for a refund?
That's right. If you file electronically and you tell IRS to directly deposit the money into your bank account, you can get your refund in less than 2 weeks.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's Day-to-Day's regular personal finance contributor. You can find a guide to her tips at our website. That's npr.org. Michelle, thanks for joining us again on Day-to-Day.
You're so welcome.